Salut, ici Matt Track, vous écoutez CKUT 90,3 FM.
CKUT presents another thrilling installment of Sojourns in Space.
Technical difficulties.
To another realm entirely.
Let's sail on now.
And now, prepare yourselves for POKC's presentation of Spatial Sojourns as scheduled. In our serial, a lot happened, but it was all on another universe, so it shouldn't concern us, apart from the fact that one of the universe's denizens somehow made her way here. For now, though, it's just another day in Babylonia. The shiny metropolis was raised to reach the entire universe. As its denizens go about their lives, scrolling through picturesque rooftop gardens and efficient skytrains, the vast majority of them are scarcely aware of the goings-on in the scuzzy underlevels, the shadowy world of tunnels and sewers, where the city's lowlifes make their home. Two such lowlifes, one in green, one in purple. We sit and play cards in a small chamber, barely illuminated by a single hanging light. Though their names cannot be disclosed as per the stipulations of their organization, the one in green is known in alternate universe as Gladys May Sturgeon, and the one in purple as Elizabeth Betsy Brackett.
Ah, oh, hell. I win. Again. Piss balls! I give up. This game sucks.
Don't be sore. You'll win next round.
Think so?
Oh, yeah.
All right. Deal.
Who's there? Come out, motherfucker, if you're at all attached to not being a disgusting puddle of goo.
Good one, dude.
Hey, don't. Look, it's just me.
Oh, eggshell. What's the matter?
Oh, boy. I'm sure shocked to see you here, dude. Word on the street is the warlocks got you.
What?
I guess the word on the street isn't always to be trusted.
That's a good lesson, eggshell. Write it down your ledger, won't ya?
Okay, dude.
Why would anyone think that? I've been down here all day waiting for this guy Hurwitz to come through.
I'll attest to that. Just fucking clean me out.
Maybe they put it out to demoralize us.
That's not exactly standard warlock practice. Anyway, whatever. Did the guy say when to meet eggshell? I'm not waiting on him any longer.
All there was this note. It's addressed to you, dude.
Hey, thanks.
What's it say?
It's not in English. What prick sends notes in foreign languages?
Give me that. It's Greek.
Greek? Oh, boy. Maybe it's a clue.
This isn't some ancient comic book, eggshell. There's no reason for people to write cryptic messages instead of just saying what they mean.
Hey, can I see? Wait, I know what that is. It's what the Legion has up on the wall in the antechamber at their headquarters.
The Legion? You mean...
Yeah, dude. The Legion of Greek Philosophers.
Not those fuckers. What are we gonna do?
Same thing we always do, I guess. Run headlong into danger, disintegrate anybody who gets in our way, emerge somehow unscathed at the end.
Yay, I'll get the hats.
He sure is enthusiastic. Might make a hell of a dude someday.
Well, if I had a name like Orpheus, I know I'd love to get a job where I didn't have to tell anybody that.
I mean, yeah.
That evening, the dudes and the remarkably dedicated sidekick sneak into the imposing neo-classical headquarters of the most feared organized crime organization in the galaxy, the Legion of Greek Philosophers. Surprisingly, the security is pretty lax, and they have little trouble entering the dimly lit Hall of Wisdom, where the keggers are typically held. In resplendent serif letters above them, the maxim of the Legion is inscribed: Gnothi si autun, know thyself. This gets people in a pensive, philosophical mood.
Fuck, start doing this? Meeting random clients in gloomy marbled halls after dark? What happened to stately offices, huh? What happened to the big bucks?
I think we blew them all on the tables at the Zalanzi Casino. You know, I bet those games are fixed.
Or it might just be that your eyes visibly boggle whenever you get a good hand.
Shit! That's not true!
I'm sorry to say, dude. It's true.
Why did you never... Wait, is that how you're always beating me?
No comment. We're 5 minutes past the time that was written on the note. I think we got a no-show here.
You hear that? It sounded like...
Yeah, someone going, psst.
Over here!
You don't have to do that, friend. It's just us here.
What naivety. You really think the walls don't have ears? Here, of all places.
Why'd you ask to meet in the foyer of the biggest bunch of toga-wearing psychopaths in the universe, then, if you're so anxious about being overheard?
Well, you see.
Excuse me, I don't think we actually give a shit about your thought process.
Tell him, dude.
You're Hurwitz, then. The one who contacted the Society asking to deliver some documents.
Yes, that's me.
Hold on. Aren't you that Meropian revolutionary? Oyster something?
Gustav Osterheld, a.k.a. Comrade Animal Lover, a.k.a. the Zoophilic Zapata.
No! Keep back!
It isn't that dark. We can see your face perfectly clearly, Mr. Osterheld. This is your first time doing the informant cloaked in the shadow thing, right?
Fine. I can see it. I am Osterheld, but it doesn't matter. The service remains the same. What I want to know is, can you do it to deliver?
Duh. You have the documents?
Of course. They're all here.
It looks like a kazoo.
That's the point. In actual fact, it's a compressed information receptacle, cunningly disguised as a kazoo.
Does it work? I mean, can you play it?
What? Don't be stupid!
What the hell's the point, then?
Okay. So, where do you need us to take this?
A fellow member of the Revolution is waiting for it in Terra Paradisiaca, by secluded brook
47.
In the Premium Plus continent. It's essential that this reach her as soon as possible, or our brothers will continue to toil in bondage for eternity.
Uh-huh. Hold this, will you, Eggshell?
Sure thing.
All right. The Revolution rests on your shoulders, dudes. I leave it entirely in your hands.
Kinda mixed your metaphors there, pal.
Just a second. You revolutionaries are shit at finances. How do I know there'll be a payment waiting?
I swear, on Guillaume Prolsky, immortal founder of revisionist post-Maoism...
Fuck 'em. I got three words for you. Payment up front.
Please, I can't stay.
Then you better pay up, shithead. Mercenary work ain't free, you know.
Damn right.
The movement isn't very, liquid right now. Would you, accept an IOU?
Try again.
How about an exhaustively curated collection of highest quality animal erotica?
Ew!
You're gonna have to try better than that, comrade.
You don't understand.
Great Crudax, he got it.
Oh yeah, and guess what, kid? You're next. Oh yeah.
Oh, piss, shit. Tits.
You're surrounded, dudes. Thought you could have a little get-together in our clubhouse when we were out, huh? Well, guess that'll teach you to underestimate our overtime hours.
Plato, your beard still looks like a dead possum.
Oh, you're asking for it now, Purple. You really want to end up a sticky headache for the janitor, don't ya? Well, don't let me stop you.
What's the play, dude? Looks, well, it looks pretty fucking bad.
Appearances can be deceiving. So, you don't have a plan and we're probably all gonna die at the hands of grown men wrapped in bedsheets and wearing Halloween beards.
You cool with that?
Yeah. Yeah, just making sure.
Kid.
Oh, wow. You're still alive.
Blow.
Blow yourself, buddy. Excuse me, I'm in the middle of an honest-to-goodness standoff right now. Don't have time to trade insults with half-dead middle-aged revolutionaries.
Oh, you idiot!
You just don't stop, do you? Just keep it to yourself, okay?
Blow on it. Blow on it!
What? This? You said it didn't work.
Look, will you just... Ugh.
Huh.
Any last words?
Give us 5 minutes and we'll think of some.
You got 5 seconds.
Wait! I got some! Prepared him for a situation just like this. Well, not this exact situation.
Could you please? We don't have all night. This is getting boring.
Yeah, okay. Oh, death! Oh, death! Oh, death! Oh, death! Oh, death!
I'm gonna shoot you now, okay?
Wait, I'm almost finished.
Dude, this...
Not now, Eggshell. What are you doing? He said it didn't work.
That no good line, son of a...
Alright, dude, let's curse him while skedaddling, okay? Come on, Eggshell.
Okay.
Just watch where you point that thing.
Curse you, dudes.
With the evil philosophers incapacitated by Kikazoo's unexpectedly potent psychic blast, there's a sentence I never thought I'd say, the dudes make Gurka escape, leaving the dead Wesker held behind, but keeping his keepsake close at hand. After a few blocks, space roll from Skedaddle to Scram and start to take stock.
The Tomorrow Institute, headquarters of Orpheus Anderson's cosmos-spanning pacifist campaign, finds itself turned on its head since its chief executive's mysterious disappearance in the Forrester Lab's conflagration. Control of the Institute's tremendous resources has passed to his appointed successor, Comtesse Henrietta de Camp, as the celebrated omnidisciplinary scientist Ladislav Kornbluth arrives at the courtyard at her request. He finds, to his surprise, no one is there to greet him.
Hello? Hello? Is this the Tomorrow Institute? There was a giant sign outside that said, but I'm not quite certain.
Oh, hi. Oh, hello. You're Dr. Kornblatt?
I am.
Inventor of the Adapto Mask, Infinite Towel, and so many other revolutionary technological advancements?
You give me a little too much credit. I make knickknacks. In fact, I always have. Her crosser in Kerdrake boxed my ears and said, Ladislav, you must stop making knickknacks. But did I listen? No.
Maybe it's good you didn't. We really need your help, Doctor.
Yeah, actually, I was rather curious as to why I was needed. You have some of the finest specialists in the universe here.
None of them compared to you, Doctor. Is it true one of your master's degrees is in artificial stimulation of organic tissue?
Yeah, but what does it matter?
I don't think I'm the best one to explain. Here we are. You go on ahead, Doctor. I think I'll just sit in the dark with my globs.
All right. Strange. Ladislav, my friend, you may have no idea what you're getting into, as per usual.
The elevator quickly takes him to the 50th floor, where a succession of apathetic secretaries wave him through with hardly a second glance. In Orpheus Anderson's palatial office, he encounters a strange scene. The arch sycophant Lamont, making spacesuits of a dazzling range of colors from a massive pile on the floor, and holding each up in turn for the bored Comtesse's benefit.
This?
Nuh-uh.
This?
Mm-mm. This! Oh yeah, sure, that one.
Excuse me?
This was the first garment we displayed to you.
It looks nicer in the evening light. Oh, hey, who's the Einstein guy?
Who? Ah! Thank Grudax on high! Dr. Kornbluth, I presume?
Correct. I was told my expertise in organic tissue was needed.
It is indeed severely necessitated. Now, how should we put this?
Hey, guy, it's like this. I got six toes, okay? Check it out. Lamont, take the shoe off.
Is that strictly...
gonna take all day?
Uh-huh.
See. That should not be difficult to remedy with the proper cooking equipment.
Like, no way. You want to leave me with a disgusting stump just sticking out of there? Some Einstein.
Any plastic surgeon could...
I've had, like, dozens of them. My parents got the best guys, but obviously they were all morons. Except now, I've got virtually unlimited resources, so I can get guys who are better than best.
Confess. I am honored, of course, but I have to say several colleagues of mine are more qualified.
Happy? Shut up. I picked you, Doc. So you better, like, do your thing.
My...
your ray thingy! Yeah, didn't you, like, make a potato come alive or something?
We heard it was a vitalote.
Lamont! I told you to stop making up words!
Please? Please? That story has been severely misreported. Besides, the procedure has never been attempted on human tissue.
Shit, you're a mad scientist, aren't you?
By no means!
That proves it. No real mad scientists would say they were, but can you really make little number six go Frankenstein and leave me for good? Just like in a non-deformed for life kind of way.
Theoretically, the fish animation ray is capable of stimulating any organic matter, giving it great versatility and moldability if carefully applied to your extremities, Compass. It may be possible to give the unwanted appendage independent agency cost, achieving your desired aim. Though, of course, there are risks.
Any we should be consternated about, Doctor?
It's probably nothing. Yeah, I'll fetch my equipment. Keep your foot in that position, if you please.
What do you think, sycophant?
The man seems like a verifiable loony.
Yeah, that's like pretty much what I thought. Now massage my foot. With the thingy! Yeah. More to the left.
Before long, Kornbluth returns to the office carrying a bizarre contraption with a pale green lamp attached. After hastily setting up a vaguely sterile environment, he prepares to begin the procedure, first carefully donning his opaque goggles.
Do not worry, please, Compass. The process should be entirely painless.
Okay, wait. I'm getting, like, second thoughts. Do you have to wear those goggles?
Joe, without him, I can't see what I'm doing properly. Do you want another of your toes running off?
No.
Then hold quite still, if you please. This shouldn't take long. Dim the lights, please, my good man.
Why?
You really are very poor at taking orders. Why haven't you fired him yet, I wonder?
Ugh, I want to, but Orpheus's will said he always has to have a place at the Institute. Never said what place, though.
For your information, I intend to tenderize my resignation just as soon as I find some other employment.
Good luck finding some fat cat somewhere in the cosmos you haven't totally alienated.
They are out there somewhere.
Seriously, though. It's... ow! Why does it have to be so tight?
Don't want it wriggling free after we give it life, do we? That would be unfortunate.
Wait, that's happened to you before?
Yeah, well, once, in truth. But the situation was quickly resolved. Fortunately, potato hunting was already an established pastime in the region where Taco occurred.
Hey, could we maybe... It feels like I'm turning into Jell-O!
All of you just... Yes, my little friend. Little, all you like. You've no hope of escape.
Excuse us.
Lamont! You coward! Don't leave me! I wish Orpheus was here.
What's the big deal? Kids in space can't even take a little. See? It's come loose. Have a look at your foot now, will ya?
Doc! Hey! Wow, you actually did it!
Let it not be said that Ladislav Kolblast does not follow through on his promises. The decision maker worked exactly as intended. Take that, Jabanovsky.
But, what about it?
Don't worry. With the race which off, it'll settle down soon and we'll just pop in the garbage disposal.
Doesn't sound right. Like, I was walking around with this fucked up thing for 14 years, and I'm just gonna let it wriggle itself to death in that thingy there, then throw it away? Poor number six.
I'm sorry, Comcast, but there's no room for sentiment in silence. Besides, believe me, there are very good reasons for not.
Can we just, I don't know, put it out of its misery or something?
You don't understand. It's not alive, just no, don't touch that!
Wow, I didn't think it'd hop like that.
Don't just sit there. We must get after it. Oh, not again. Not again. Get back here, you.
Is it concluded?
Yeah, check it out. 5 toes, just like Grudax intended.
How exceedingly propitious. Dr. Kornbluth?
He's just chasing number six. You would not believe how it hops. It's like crazy.
Oh.
Kornbluth blows past the succession of secretaries, whose attention apparently cannot be gained by any sight, even a silver-haired scientist frenziedly chasing after a hopping pinky toe, only to find, to his horror, that he's lost sight of
him. The incursion of the unholy order of space warlocks, Betsy Brackett, the interloper from another dimension, continues to rot in jail. Fortunately, she has fellow prisoner, Wombat, to keep her company.
So I said, why won't you marry me? I mean, what don't I have going for me?
I guess you're right. In every universe, there's a wombat, and in every universe, he's a fucking moron.
Getting along, huh? You know, I had a feeling you two had hit it off.
Hey, Frank.
Oh, hi there. Funny, we were just talking about morons.
Youch, that one really stung, dude. You got any other zingers you've been cooking up? Now's the time to let them loose.
I got one.
Okay, Wombat, let's hear from you.
Wait. First, someone has to say something that could be somehow interpreted as suggestive.
Hey, that's the same one you always do. It was mean of you to get my expectations up there.
That's what... Ah!
Hey, let him go. I mean, thanks, but still, I can't have prisoners strangling other prisoners on my shift. You know, you can't have that.
Granted, though, for the 1,000th fucking time, I am not a prisoner.
Okay, all right. Anyway, here's your slop. Enjoy. It's made with love.
Ugh.
Frank, remember it, okay?
Whatever. Look, here, in my sleeve, there's a tag. Property of the Unholy Order of Space Witches. Would I have that made, do you think? Why would I fake that?
Dude, I... can't right now, okay? Look, some big shot politician's coming to visit, and we've got to go see him.
You really want to be the warlock that left a comrade from another dimension, rotting in a filthy cell? What will your patriarch think when my matriarch tells him?
Wombat, is she telling the truth?
Ah, there's a tag, all right. And it says... Oh, wait. I can't read.
Oh, man. I am so... Oh. Okay, stick your arm through the bars. Let me have a look.
Please. I only hope this order has literacy requirements.
Very funny. Hey, this just says do not dry clean.
Skull against metal, instant knockout. That's an old space witch trick. Take note, Wombat.
What for? I already got my freedom. It's crime-free time, baby. Think I'll try arson this time. Yeah. That's way better than jaywalking.
About that. Sorry, cellmate.
Hey! What gives? I'm your accomplice.
No, you're not. And I'm nowhere near morally ambiguous enough to loose you on an unsuspecting universe. So you just hang in there. Enjoy the slap.
That's what... Wait. It doesn't work. Shit.
Bexy creeps through the familiar yet strangely uncanny catacombs, stopping by the cafeteria to pick up a tray so as to move about unnoticed. Eventually, she makes her way to the grand entrance hall, where the tantalizing exit is blocked by a major clown, apparently watching the arrival of the widely famed governor of Meropes, Rodney Balthazar, accompanied by his aggressively bland wife, Judith. The bearded patriarch, decked out in his sparkliest robes, steps forward to greet them.
Governor, if you had a pleasant trip.
It was, actually. Wasn't it, honey?
Oh, lovely.
Lovely, lovely. Have you met the bloody lad, then? Here's Hector, the one who sorted out the Rickview clusterfuck. Fine chap, do you know what you mean?
Yes, pleasure.
Online.
I must say, Patriarch, I'm favorably impressed by your setup here. Nicest cobwebs I've ever seen.
Well, thank you. We try our best.
Those contributions of yours haven't gone to naught, Mr. Balthazar. We completely renovated our dungeons, and we got all our agents brand new robes.
I can tell. Sparkly, aren't they?
It certainly is, Governor. Money well spent.
Is there a correlation between sparkliness and crime-fighting effectiveness?
Yeah, I believe so, Mrs. Balthazar.
Makes sense to me. But the important part is the dungeon program. See, we got advanced locks, improved odor piping, and...
Excuse me? Oh, hey, look, honey. Drinks.
Ah, terrific. That anisette on the shuttle didn't have any sugar at all.
Sorry, Mr. Balthazar. You don't want these. It's just the stuff we use to throw in people's faces and shit. The good stuff sobers that way.
Oh, really?
Gov, hang on. That's no regulation M-line. Lads, we got an intruder in our midst.
Oh, I know her. The dude in a purple suit. Don't take one more step.
Purple? Really? I thought my evil alternate self would know better. Anyway, you better keep those ray guns in their holsters if you know what's good for you.
What's going on? Did I say something?
I think we're being held hostage, honey.
Don't move, please, either of you. The situation is very delicate.
No, it isn't. You just give me a shuttle so I can get the hell out of here, and you get your meal tickets back. Safe and sound. Simple, right?
You're a dastardly criminal, woman. How'd I look if I let you go from right under my own nose?
Not as bad as you'll look if I liquefy them both right here.
Please, please, there's no need for graphic imagery. We'll go along with whatever you ask, all right?
All due respect, Mr. Balthazar, but your thing is doing politics. Dealing with violent wackos is mine.
What do you think politics are?
I think you should listen to him, honey.
Don't tell me what to... All right.
I don't know why you're prolonging this. Like I said, there's an easy solution.
I don't even know if you have a weapon. For all I know, that's just a tray you're pressing against his back.
You want to take that chance?
I don't know.
Judith! Look here, whoever you are, I've got 500,000 in transferable campaign bonds back in the shuttle. Just take it, fly off, buy yourself a decent haircut. If I were a lowlife, I'd take that deal.
How about you shut up?
All right, this shit show's gone on long enough. I'm drawing my weapon, and there ain't a thing you can do.
Boy, Hector, you hear that?
Wait a second.
Just remember, you bastard, this is how it feels.
What? How'd you know about the G-Dab trapdoor?
Don't ask me, mate. Baphomet knows we're not going to catch him now. I say we tuck in the ceremonial banquet and start looking for a new patron.
Fuck that. Sorry, I mean, I can't let her get away that easy. I've got my self-respect, you know.
Oh, I'm surprised you still have that. All right, Hector, mate. Best of luck to you. If you need me, I'll be sleeping off the chowder.
Right. Where the hell's Frank?
Little does he know that his partner is at that very moment lying unconscious on the floor of the world's new improved dungeon. As for Betsy and her hostages, they've been somehow deposited right into HQ's surprisingly spacious parking garage, not far from Balthazar's lead shuttle, draped with promotional materials for his candidacy for President of the Universe for the benefit of any pedestrians passing by. In outer space?
Whew, just like back home. Okay, get up.
What? The shuttle's right there, citizen. Take it, we'll get a ride.
Believe me, I don't want to be doing this, but I need something to stop them blowing me up as soon as they leave the atmosphere. Guess what? You're that something. So please, get the fuck up.
Oh, honey, I'm sorry, but I'm sure we'll meet again once she's achieved her mad objectives. Unless they disintegrate both of you. Then I guess I'll be really sad.
Uh-huh. Weird Judith, you're coming too. Want to complete the set, you know?
Oh, you've got to be kidding me. And look at the grease that tunnel left on my new Pierrotin. It's your fault!
Take it up with her, okay? I didn't kidnap you and throw you down a trapdoor.
Oh, right! You've just dragged me to a billion planets to smile and make inane comments. Maybe I should thank her!
Don't start!
Oh, Hecate, I never get a break, do I?
Somehow, she gets the squabbling couple on the show and clears the planet before Hector and his partner can catch up to them. Meanwhile, on the main midnight streets of Babylonia, Betsy's counterpart, along with her color-coded confederates, are hiding in the shadows of a seedy alleyway, making sure the coast is clear before Purple goes to knock on the thick metal door set into the wall.
Yes? Who's there?
It's us, Dr. Yablonovsky. The dudes.
Which dudes? You know I'm colorblind.
Doc, you know me. It's Purple. And green. Hiya! Oh, and eggshell.
Hey there.
Ooh, how is the little one? He is so adorable, it makes me spin in circles.
He's fine. Just got us out of a sticky situation with the Legion.
Heavens, come in, please, come in. It is miserable out there.
Telling me?
Do please, tell me the whole story then.
What?
Oh, little eggshell, do you want some cookies? Delightful jam-filled cookies.
No, thank you, Doctor. A dude doesn't partake in cookies on the job.
Oh, that is such a shame. The jam is apricot, you know.
Well, maybe just one.
Can I have one too?
Of course! Cookies for everyone. Dude?
No, thank you. Anyway, there's not much of a story. We got a job. We're supposed to meet with a client at the Legion building after dark. Red flag number one. Huh. Well, when we got there, it turned out to be this pervy pinko from Meropis. Red flag number two. Look, just, he gave us this. Show him, eggshell. We were supposed to bring it to a fellow traveler on the TP, then Plato and the other Legion fucker showed up and zapped him. Red flag number three. Could you-
Heavens, I have never seen anything like this.
You mean it's not a compressed information receptacle?
Not at all. This is not mortal technology by any stretch of the imagination. It belongs to the God Sphere.
What the hell, Doc? I thought you were a scientist.
In a universe like ours, science requires a resigned pragmatism to the absurd. So, at least among a certain few, it is an accepted fact that a reality above our own exists, filled with extraordinary beings that inexplicably take the form of humans and spend all their time doing silly things for no discernible reason.
Whoa. How'd you know?
A rather supercilious cloud of gas explained it to me. No, really.
Uh-huh. I think we've bothered you long enough, Doc.
You think I'm off my rocker, do you? Well, how else do you explain this? In material terms, the thing in my hand is merely a cheap plastic kazoo. No wiring, no circuits, not a thing. Yet, it emanates unspeakable levels of exotic energy, tachyons, moral force, etc., etc.
Golly. Dude, that explains it. I knew when I blew it, it wasn't just an ordinary weapon. It was like I could actually choose who it affected.
All divine technology is thought-controlled. Do you grasp the implications, dude? With something like this, one could affect any living being of one's choosing anywhere in the cosmos, even if one so desired caused their life to cease.
Wait, I'm lost. One of what? You're saying that's the fucking holy grail of weaponry right there?
Pretty much. Though you should carefully consider the implications before you...
Oh, shut up. Give me that. We're set, dude. Anybody we want gone, they're fucking gone.
Damn, partner. That's really something. Who are we gonna off with it first?
Oh, I'm halfway through compiling a mental hit list already.
Hey, dude. Do I get to instill a reign of psychic terror on the universe, too?
Of course, Eggshell. Just wait your turn.
I really think you ought to consider this and take it...
Thanks for your opinion, Doc. Now, first off, the dude in the lilac suit for deliberately mixing our mugshots up with the annual review.
You dropped it! Where'd it go?
I can't find it! I can't find it! Why did you have to get a kazoo-colored carpet?
It was on sale!
You got 1 second to open the door, buddy. We'll make our own opening.
A moment, please. Must hide. Never mind the weapon. There, in the discarded inventions closet.
I've almost...
Run!
Come on!
It's tactical to retreat, dude.
Good evening, gentlemen. How can I be of use to the most enlightened legion of Greek philosophers?
No need for ask, Kissenfella. We know you work at the Dudes Association. There's some of their number we've been on the lookout for. Know what I mean?
I think so. Who is your very tall friend?
Oh, that's Zeno. Say hi, Zeno. He doesn't talk much. He strangles just fine, though. Also punches, kicks, shoves, crushes, tickles. Really, I think he more than makes up for it.
Good for him. Is there a point to this conversation other than to intimidate me? If not, I regret to say it has been very unsuccessful.
This guy. Hey, can't we pay a social visit once in a while? A friendly neighborhood philosopher is entitled to it, don't you think?
At 3:17 in the morning?
Why not? Ah, comfy armchair, this. Love the carpet, too. Wait, don't tell me. You do interior decorating on the side, right?
No.
You oughta. Hey, cookies? Jam too? Why, Doc, it's almost as if you were expecting us. Is that apricot?
If I let you have them, will you leave?
Can't hurt. You know, you should really work on your hospitality, Doc. Just saying. Yummy. See? Zeno thinks so too.
Take them all, if you like. I have a lot of work to do.
Sure, Doc. Come on, Zeno. I guess they're not here. Hey, what's this? Well, bless me! It's a kazoo! Those hidden depths just keep on coming.
That is my property, thank you very much.
Wait a second. I'm something of a musician myself. You won't begrudge me a little try, huh?
You can't...
Hold on tight, buddy. I'm gonna give this thing a shot.
umbrella, bitch! Why'd you ever dump that one, Doc?
It wasn't cost-effective.
Ugh, a kazoo!
No, you don't! Almost got it!
No! Vito! Stop. I won't let you use this. Hey, dude, I got his beard. Wait a sec.
Nice going. Eggshell, this should slow him down. Oh, guess not.
Green, get the thing that looks like a yellow tarp.
What? But it's just a yellow tarp.
No, when I say it looks like a yellow tarp, that implies it is not a yellow tarp.
Okay, that makes sense.
Now, just...
Doc!
Nice job, Zeno. Help me out, will ya?
Don't think so. Eat this, you stupid brute!
How did you... There, that button.
Dude, what the fuck is that? Hell if I know! The doc said to get it! You gotta honor a guy's last words. Of course, I didn't think it'd inflate to fill the whole room.
It's a flying saucer, dude. An inflatable flying saucer. Boy, the doc sure was a clever guy.
Didn't do much good, did it? Alright, let's get going. This thing really takes a lot out of you. Stands to reason. He was a big guy. The Legion's got plenty more like him. I don't much feel like taking them all on at once, even with the kazoo of death. Good thinking. Shit, fuckers!
Where are we going, dude?
Secluded Brook number 47. I feel like getting to the bottom of this.
Yeah.
Operating the inflator controls with care. Bubble sinks the saucer, crashing through the late Jabanowski's roof and smoothly sailing up into the heavens. Far from the nocturnal hubbub of Babylonia. Somewhere in deep space, the alternate universe Bexy is flying the campaign shuttle as straight as she can, trying her best to ignore the Balthazar's endless bickering.
I know where everything that's wrong with our marriage comes from. I only married you just to spite Dad. Seemed worth it at the time.
Huh? Your father's a pamphleteering bum.
What did you say about my father?
Could we keep it down, please? I wonder how your campaign birdies must feel.
Attention! You are caught in a tractor beam. Do not attempt to assist. You are now totally in the power of the Legion of Greek Philosophers.
What the hell?
We're saved! Oh shit, and she didn't even throw you out of the airlock or anything!
There's still time.
Oh, give it up! You're not fooling anyone!
The shuttle is helpless in the grip of the enormous, classically styled Legion space station, the Athenaeum. Before long, the captor and her captives, now all captives of another power entirely, are herded out of their ship by two bearded goons and brought before the smarmy Parmenides, whose beard is as oily as his smile.
Well, well. Won't Plato be happy to see you, dude?
Look, I'm not...
My source in the order came through as per usual. He told me the dude in the purple suit had escaped confinement and taken a prominent local politician hostage. And lo and behold...
Please, I think I'm a little more than a local politician at this point. I don't know why everyone keeps saying that.
All the better. We'll get a nicer ransom. Send it out, Antisthenes.
Sir...
What about me? Do I not figure into your plan? That's yet to be determined. For now, you're just an extra. Oh, thanks a lot. Though, I guess Greek philosopher shouldn't be surprised. Though that beard looks pretty phony to me. Gag this one, Antisthenes, then please take them all to...
You guys sure love that sound effect, huh?
It's Plato. Oh, he'll go nuts. Antisthenes, fetch my nice toga. You know, the one without any bloodstains.
Sir.
Hi, boss. How've you been?
Fucking awful. Thanks for asking. Damn, dudes got away again.
No, they didn't. Look.
What the? How did you get here?
Do I know you?
Do you? No, you just tried to kill me. Can you believe this? I bet this rando knows who I am, huh?
You're Plato, boss of the Legion of Greek Philosophers. You've killed a lot of people.
Damn right.
Sorry, I guess. They don't have any of this philosopher shit where I'm from.
What the hell kind of act is this? You making fun of me? Are you making fun of me?
I don't need to do that. That getup's plenty ridiculous already.
Yeah.
Shut up.
So sorry, boss. She was supposed to be gagged.
Might be an improvement.
Asshole!
Listen, I'll be straight with you, pal, so we can all get on with our lives. I'm not the dude you know. My name's Betsy. I'm from another reality, and I really don't give a shit about any of this. I just want to go home, so if you can help me do that, I'll get out of your hair for good.
What a crock of shit. Other realities? What kind of philosopher do you think I am?
Not for nothing, boss, but she's giving off some very strange vibes. Tachyon vibes.
Tachyons? I hate those things. Wait. Isn't the dimension shits for real?
Looks like it.
So you really aren't crazy. This dimension you come from is just that unhinged.
Yep.
Then may I be the first to welcome you here in the name of this entire reality?
Oh, stop! Very interesting. Very, very interesting. I might even say, very, very, very interesting.
Plato strokes his beard and ponders the explicative possibilities of this new discovery. Sometime later, unless Terra Paradisiaca, favorite resort for the cosmic upper middle class, the free goods finally arrive at Secluded Brook,
Fulke 7,
at the appointed time. They find the figure successfully hidden in shadow waiting for them.
Hey, we're from Osterheld. We know what the kazoo does, okay? So no need to pretend.
Okay.
What? Fucking Frank the fucking warlock? I thought you guys were struck busters.
Yeah, but I got some angles.
You got angles?
Hey, Hector doesn't have a monopoly on scheming, okay? He's like ransacking your bungalow right now, none the wiser. And with a distrustful guy like him, it's way too easy to lead him around on a string.
Diabolical.
Right. Anyway, me and this god guy, we got an agreement, see? He gets me a bunch of cool stuff, and I get him, you know, sacrifices. Osterheld helped a little, but he didn't know it.
Wait a second. I don't like the sound of that, dude.
It's okay. We got the kazoo, remember?
Yeah, about that. Turns out it was a bit more than just a divine novelty instrument, so he kinda needs it back. You were very kind to bring it to me.
Except now we know what it is. There's no fucking way we're handing it over.
Shit, no!
Yeah, I thought you'd say that. Which is why I brought this.
A cattle prod.
Right. Except, it also does this.
Dude, what are you doing?
I don't know. I can't stop myself.
It must have psychotelekinetic properties.
Say, you're pretty good, kid. Now, be a good girl and bring that over to me, won't ya?
What are you waiting for? Shoot him.
I wouldn't do that. I can snap her neck just like that. Never actually tried that, actually. Hey, I might do that with...
Kid? What the grandstanding Grudax?
Oh, Hector. Okay, I know this looks bad.
That's what you get.
Kid, what did you do, you monster?
Same thing I'm gonna do to you in a moment. Just let me catch my breath.
Dude. You gotta off him, too? I mean...
What? You want this monkey on your back every step you go? I'm sick of this game.
Listen, I know you're no good, but you don't gotta do this. You can have whatever you like. Just let Balthazar and his miss go and be on your way, okay?
Balthazar? I'm sorry, I don't know what the fuck you're talking about.
I do. For those having difficulty keeping track... The unremarkable brook is now hosting. The dog in the purple suit, the dog in the green suit, the dog in the eggshell suit,
Hector Zarrach, the Lake Frank Rafferty, Lakel Parmenegas, Granny Balcazar, Judith Balcazar, and Betsy Brackett, sole representative of the alternate reality.
My contact told me there'd be a portal here. Oh.
Not you Legion bums, too, as if today wasn't fucked up enough already.
Watch your language, officer. There's no call for it.
Seriously?
Okay. We're taking over this racket, all right?
You really want to get another taste of this? I wouldn't hesitate to off every G-damn one of you right now. You killed him? Duh. What's this? Adapting mask Plato? That's low.
Nuh-uh. She's you, dude. Witchy, goody-goody, alternate dimension, you.
What?
It's like Dr. Yablonowski said, different realities from our own.
Is there another me too? Is she from Canada or something? Look, I don't have time for this. You can sort all this out yourselves. I just need to get home.
Yeah, and I'll be following. A whole new reality with no competition from myself. Who can pass that up?
Certainly not us.
You can't let him. Think about it. He wants to come with fake beards running every corner of creation.
Don't worry, Copper. I'll cream him if he even tries.
Everyone, please. There's no need for violence.
Holy shit! Who's alive?
I am.
I think so.
Somehow. Oh, thank Hecate. Plato's done.
Nope. I'm still alive.
Hey, how'd that coming?
You're all right, Hector. Not at all like the other you I know.
How is he? Actually, don't tell me. But he's a handsome fellow, though.
I guess, for an older guy.
Hey, I'm 15.
Poor guy.
Oh, boo-hoo, what a tragedy. Meanwhile, I'm a widow, bitches! Fuck yeah! Hey, what's with this cattle prod?
It lets you control people. Probably things, too, but only at a certain range.
Nice! I can definitely find a use for that!
Just don't go on some revenge kick, okay? It doesn't pay.
Who wants revenge? Everybody I hate is already dead! Maybe I'll take over the Legion. Don't think the beard suits me, though.
You do you. Hey, Orpheus,
Don't use my real name! I'm a stone-cold professional killer, mercenary, and fixer. Member in training of the Dudes Association.
You sure about that? Look where it got them.
Do you think you'd mind if I followed you for a bit?
You know what? Okay, pal. What's that you got there? Looked like people thought it was pretty important.
Just a kazoo.
What the hell's a kazoo?
And so, Betsy and her newfound sidekick disappear into Kabrook, headed for Grugax knows where. As for Kabrook, Mrs. Balcazar, she's already found various creative uses for her new toy.
Comtesse watches the utter destruction of the Tomorrow Institute by the now kaiju-sized number 6 with a blank expression, unable to choose between her many, many conflicting emotions. An improbably cool-looking dude in a sharp blue suit comes up behind her, taking off his mirrored sunglasses to address her.
Hey, Tomorrow Institute, right?
Uh-huh. Wait, are you like the dude they sent? That was pretty quick.
I don't keep my customers waiting. You need that giant monster killed, right?
Yeah, you know, that used to be my pinky toe.
Wild. Back in a sec.
Wow, what a cool guy. Too bad he's old.
Quick paralyzing beam? No problem.
Just like that? You're way better than that Einstein guy.
Huh, thanks. Now, put your hands up.
Wait, what? I'm gonna pay you, dude, okay? My checkbook's somewhere in that rubble.
I don't care about that. But my boss is very interested in your institute's resources.
Like, the boss dude? Is that his name? Be kind of sick if it is.
No, higher than that. Way higher. He's a god, actually.
Oh, okay. You're, like, nuts.
All right, if you like. But your institute still belongs to me.
Dude, it's not my institute.
Whose is it, then?
His.
Oh, Anderson. I got news, kiddo. You're not the boss around here anymore, okay? Go play with these little critters of yours.
I wouldn't underestimate them.
I leave you alone for barely a week, Coltess. No matter. Please get out of my way, Jetpack Man.
Are you going to make me?
Yeah, he is.
Could you be quiet, please? I don't need any low-rent space witch to tell me.
Get him off! Orpheus! What are those things? They're cute in, like, a super creepy way.
You have nothing to fear from them, Countess. They obey my orders unquestioningly. Whoever that man was, they will make sure he does not bother us again.
Is that where you were? Becoming king of the little blue psychos?
Not by choice. It was the only way we could make our escape. I am indebted to Gladys, who helped me grasp their language.
It's nothing. Your charisma won him out.
Possibly. Now, may I have a kiss?
Master! You do not know how pleasing it is to see you.
The sentiment is not shared, Lamont.
Oh, well, looks like a young entrepreneur showed up to save the day. Thank you.
Dr. Cornbluth, I presume. How strange to see you. There is much that needs explaining here.
Yeah, I'll try.
Pardon me? Are you the Order of Space Witches?
Yeah. I should probably call them, though it's entirely possible they might hate me now.
Would you happen to know two particular dudes of the Goods Association? Brown and Gray. I've worked with them before.
Yeah, I know them.
Do you know what they are now?
Gladys falters, not having met her nemesis for two episodes now. As it turns out, our ostensible heroes are presently wandering a desert wasteland on whatever Grudax-forsaken planet Robertson dropped them off at, using their trench coats to protect them from the hot azure sun.
You know, you got a feeling we missed out on a lot of stuff?
Like a pro, kid. Like a pro. So they trundle on, animated by a dude's sheer determination to survive at all costs. Will they reach civilization? How will they be met upon their return? Will the two dozen or so other dangling plot threads be resolved? We can only hope, dear listeners. Tune in 2 weeks for the spectacular penultimate episode. CJUT has presented Sojourns in Space, Episode 4, Back to Front, the program.
What the fuck? What's this? I know I could have the show, and you just get to bring it home without me?
Look, you were just a gag, okay? I'm the one who narrates this show.
Oh, nobody cares what narrates, dude. It's just we should shut up already so we can get to the jokes.
Alright, that's it.
Ow!
Some of us still care. For your information, the program was written, directed, and edited by Fred Azzurrado. Produced by Jack Sola, with Otavio Barbosa as creative consultant. The following performers were featured. Fred Azzurrado as Gray/Hector and the narrator. Carmen Mancuso as Brown/Frank and Yabunovsky. Zoe Heffring as Gladys/Green, the Countess and Antisthenes. Gabrielle Germain as Betsy/Purple. Alice Wu as Judith and Parmenides. Dana Prather as Orpheus/Eggshell. Bailey Bird as Plato. Daniel Benjamin Miller as Lamont, Comrade Osterheld and Rodney, Leah Ferguson as Matilda, Edward Skrmida as Wombat, Patriarch, and Blue, and...
And Octavio Barbosa as Cornbread and Tabasque, medical.
Thank you, folks. That's all.
Being vaccinated against COVID-19 doesn't protect you from this. Or this.
Mom, what's for dinner?
Not this. This.
And it's looking like rain, rain, and more rain for this weekend.
This. Or even this.
Your call is important to us. Please hold.
But being vaccinated does protect you from the virus. Vaccination is still your best form of protection. A message from the gouvernement du Québec.